So can the Browns get out of the AFC North cellar and make the playoffs for the first time in a dozen years?
I need to know if that defense is actually going to be top five and be an elite defense.
Can the Browns stop the run this year?
Who is Josh McCown?
Can Josh McCown be the quarterback we saw in Chicago?
Can Johnny live up to his first-round status from last year?
Will the Browns find someone to catch touchdown passes?
Can Terrell Pryor make an impact on this team?
Can Justin Gilbert live up to his number 8 overall status from last year? He's looked good.
Are the rookies going to hit a wall?
Can
you're going to need those guys for the entire year.
Will Josh McCown
need
continues.
Him to play and start for the entire season.
Can Danny Shelton
be the answer? Comes around, how all these guys together step up?
Will the Browns make the playoffs this year?
Training camp is a time for players, coaches, and staff to prepare their bodies and minds for the grueling season ahead. However, for general manager Ray Farmer and head coach Mike Pettine, the preseason is one of the most important tools for building a team that can achieve continued success now and in the future.
Preseason, in a nutshell, for me as an evaluator, comes down to who can make your team better. Make this team and to be a Cleveland Brown is far greater than just coming into a team and demonstrating how talented you are. It's more in my mind about being the right guy for the room. I would say from the onset of training camp, it really comes down to having a team gel. The interaction of people is always organic, and so you can't force relationships. Like sometimes I've been on teams where you try to have guys mentor guys one way or another, but the best relationships happen organically. So I think Pet has been big on giving those guys opportunities and times where they can get together, work together, study together, play together, et cetera, to build that chemistry. Because the chemistry then is what carries forward.
We start to kind of pull guys together, guys that make lists of guys that we think can make the 53. We don't really start to work that number down. You just kind of get a sense and you think of what some of the battles potentially could be and start to get those guys and in some competitive situations, or at least where you can compare them apples to apples.
In some respects, you compete against guys because everybody wants to play. In other respects, you have to support the guy because we want the team to do well. In other respects, you have some camaraderie, you have some combatants, but it's a unique blend of all those things that make the team go. You've got to have enough selflessness, but yet enough ego for us to get where we want to go. And I think that the skill takes care of itself, but it's really about the right people being on the team for us to have success.
The good problem right now is that we have more than 53 guys here that we think are capable of being on the opening day roster.
Everybody that makes it to the National Football League, all of these guys are talented. The question becomes is who can keep it all together, who can play at a certain level, and then handle the mental rigors that go along with it. It's a unique balance of both talent and then mental skill and mental toughness. And you try to stress him to a point where you recognize he'll be able to handle it in the critical moments. That's what it comes down to. The margin of error in the National Football League is really small. We have too many young, good players to just kind of sift through them haphazardly. And preseason helps you sort through a lot of that early when you try to put these young guys in those environments.
We'll always fall back on the play like a Brown attributes. We want the final 53 roster to be guys that love football, that are passionate, competitive, tough, mentally tough, physically tough. They're productive and they make plays. And guys that are accountable not just to the coaching staff but to their teammates. So that if there's any we're on the fence on any player or it's a tie, we'll always use that as a tiebreaker. We want this roster filled with guys that love to play.
23 through 53 are almost important as 1 through 22. You can't have fall off when you go from the first string guy to your second string guy to your third string guy, because inevitably those guys are going to have to play. They're going to get in the games, and they're going to have to be able to perform. And so it takes a little bit of luck, takes a little bit of skill, takes a whole lot of hard work to try to keep the roster at a level to where you can win consistently.
There's such a fine line in the NFL between getting it done and not getting it done, and it's a game of a million little things. And we're not there yet, but we're hoping that we'll get to that point. It is a progressive thing, and we're using we have a plan for the preseason how we want it to go, but we need to be ready to peak on opening day.
Next on Building the Browns. a ride-along with 8-time Pro Bowler Joe Thomas, and an exclusive look at the competition for bragging rights. After 7,917 consecutive snaps, perennial Pro Bowler Joe Thomas arrives for another season with the Browns and continues to prove he is not just your average Joe.
This is my 9th training camp with the Browns, and it's always an exciting time of the year. It's always a little hot, a little hotter than you want, but it's always fun coming out and practicing and getting to see the fans, and I think that always adds a little bit of motivation when you go out to practice every day and you see the fans, and they're twice as excited as you are to go out and watch practice, so that always gives you a little boost of energy. I'm a pretty low-key guy when it comes to getting ready for practice or games. I don't like too many distractions, but I do like seeing people bring some energy to practice. And training camp can seem really long and seem like it never ends, but just worry about the day that you're in. Don't look at the calendar and count down the days, because it'll just make it feel like it's forever. But just do your best in the day that we're in. Pretty soon you'll wake up and camp will be over and we'll be getting ready for the first game. Once training camp starts, the coaching staff, the strength coach, they've got occasional workouts that we'll do to just to try to maintain some strength and knock out some soreness. I'm always excited to see the other linemen. It's always fun hanging out with those guys. I don't really see many of them in the off season or during the summer, so being able to come back and enjoy some brotherhood in the locker room and outside of meeting time and outside of practice is always a good time. I also really enjoy seeing Doug Deacon at training camp, because I get to hear how he used to practice in training camp when it was 100 degrees and 12 inches of snow. And he walked uphill both ways to practice. It was like 6 miles. He just likes to tease me how practice is so easy and how I never practice compared to him. He's a great resource to have out there as a guy who played as long as he did for the Browns, and somebody that knows a lot about the history of the Browns and the history of the team, and who lived it, really. Good morning. Good, how are you? We got the JT special right here. I invented it. It's a breakfast of champions. It's yogurt, granola, and fruit. Nobody's ever done this before. You better B-roll that. You're going to use that. And then the secret, flaxseed. Got my own reality show. Oh, sorry. English muffins are back. Morning, morning.
Good morning.
What do you got there?
Good morning. A little omelet.
All right, Dog Pound. Let's get ready for another day.
Chemistry, competition, and consistency. Three things that Coach Pettine pushes during training camp. And one place that the fun of the competition comes out is in the daily offense versus defense head-to-head. The winner claiming the right to pick the jersey for the next practice. On this day, a field goal kickoff between linemen determined the winner. We'll be right back. After winning the kickoff on the leg of center Alex Mack, the offense chose the jersey for the orange and brown scrimmage. Getting ready for a new season is no easy task, and it all starts with training camp.
Training camp's been definitely not exactly what you expect. I mean, you come in with an open mind, but it's not something you can prepare yourself for.
My second year of training camp, it's been good, man. I mean, I know what's coming, and I know how to kind of leverage training camp a little bit.
That's a tough thing, to go out there every day and compete, and we want to have fun, but also remind them the most fun that you have is when you go out there and you execute.
So far, it's been, I mean, everything I expected it to be. You know, the pace of the game, the playbook, it's so overwhelming. By the same time, what do you expect? This is the NFL, and nothing's easy.
It's the NFL. Everybody's good. There's no drop-off in no position. So every day it feels like a game. So you just have to come out here and make sure you're focused and ready.
It is going to be a grind. It's going to wear down your body, you know, mentally and physically. And so you just got to grind it out, you know, and get better with your team every single day.
We have a sign in the D-line room that says earn your spot every day. And that's a reality. Any day can be your last day, and may that be because of injuries or just roster spots.
Training camp day is very hard. I mean, from getting up to 6:30 in the morning to practicing, meetings all day. I mean, at times it's hard to stay focused, but you have to.
You have to be able to focus in and, you know, just get into your playbook right away, because that's another way you can beat out somebody.
Since growing up, a lot of people say, oh, dumb jocks, this and that, but if you don't know, I mean, that's a thick playbook. A lot of plays you have to remember, and it can be called any given week. You know, you might practice something in training camp, but he might not call that same play to week 10.
When I showed up as a rookie, I grossly underestimated how much classroom work there was. I thought in college I had, like, actual class in school, and then I'd play NFL and then be done. You know, oh, I just have practice and that's it. But all that time is spent, you know, meeting.
You go out, have practice, come back. You have meetings again, more meetings, you have lunch, and then more meetings, then meetings on top of a meeting, and then that meeting that came behind that meeting, it's another meeting. So after all that, I mean, we get to go home, and when you go home, it's another meeting with yourself.
I'm up at 5 o'clock every morning, and we get back to the hotel at 8:30, and I have to go to bed right away. And Danny Shelton being my roommate, it's actually really entertaining. He's a good guy. He's funny. He's a character. I remember the first few nights in the hotel, bed wasn't quite comfortable, and he slept on the floor, actually. So he was sleeping on the floor during the first few fits of camp. And I mean, he's been a trooper. I feel bad sometimes because I go to bed super early and wake up super early.
I mean, everybody's treating each other with respect. Everybody's treating each other like family, you know, and that's kind of the values that my culture lives by.
I would say get through training camp, you have to be able to take criticism, and at the same time, you have to be able to sit back and watch and observe and see what's going on around you.
You know, you break it or make it. I mean, if you mess up, you get hurt, you're not doing the right things you're supposed to, you can get cut. I mean, you've seen so many guys come and go. It's just a scary business.
Really just got to go into training camp, battle with yourself, you know, just get yourself better, know what you have to do to get better, you know, each and every day.
You do kind of look at it going, okay, here we go, but you can't let that get into your head. It's a lot of mental stability going into this kind of stuff where you're like, okay, deep breath. It's just, you know, the rest, your future on the line.
Well, it's all about proving yourself in training camp, I think. You know, you have to show what you're all about, and you have to grind it out every day. A lot of it's like fighting through injuries and, you know, fighting through the heat, whatever adversity comes your way.
I think it's more of doing than saying. So you really don't have to say too much. It's, they see what you're doing. They see you're going out there trying to make plays, going out there, going hard.
And that's hard work. It's not easy. Just the collisions that they go through each play and the amount of physicality that it takes. But it's really been the theme of our camp this year is we're going to take our words and put them into action.
The guys that aren't ready, I mean, you stick out like a sore thumb, you're not going to make the squad. So, you know, just having that competition and having those type of players that just it's going to be so obvious that you aren't ready to play.
The Browns went to Columbus for their annual inter-squad scrimmage. For the 50,000 fans in attendance, it was an opportunity to combine the experience of attending a game in the iconic Shoe with seeing their beloved Browns for the first time this season. And for two former Buckeyes, it was a chance to return home.
I think it means a lot to the Browns organization. It means a lot to me, first and foremost. You know, we had a great turnout out here. These people did not have to come out here and watch us in the scrimmage. And it just shows that, you know, we have fans all over the country.
To go down to Columbus and to be in that stadium in front of whatever it ended up being, over, you know, 50,000 or more, just a great experience for our guys to go out there and have to perform in that type of environment. Thrilled with the ability to do that, because that's when guys really start to separate themselves.
You know, for me, it feels good to be back. I mean, for me, I didn't think it'd be that nostalgic, you know, or whatnot, but as I got into the stadium, more was kind of like rushing back to me. So I was definitely, you know, pleasantly surprised on how awesome it was, and I'm glad I could be here.
It was great, man. It was a time to reminisce, riding down High Street from the hotel, looking at all the places that I used to frequent when I was a student here. Just brought back a lot of memories.
So the more that you can put them in those pressure situations where they have to perform and be productive, the better off you are. So we really look at the scrimmage experience as a fifth preseason game.
Anybody surprise you today out on the field?
Lenz, number 7. Tough, dependable, good hands, good route runner.
It's good to know that your teammates got some confidence in you. You know, I'm going to keep working hard, come out here every day and try to make plays. You know, one day doesn't mean anything. So I'm going to, you know, just got to keep working and try to get better every day.
You know, it's really just an intensive practice, so it's another step, and we'll continue to grind.
Get off of me.
There you go, B. Don't worry, buddy.
Go, baby. Exactly. I just went to the back of the end zone.
Omar, what do you
Saturn got? Pivoted and coming back to the pylon. Thanks, babe. Good job on you, man. Make it easy on us.
Good job, Josh. Good job.
Come on, O. Second and 6.
Work, work, work!
Give me some room here.
How much room you need?
I need room.
I'm kidding. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Deep rest.
Yeah. It was both outside levers. I just tried to get out of there.
In the end, it wasn't about who won or lost. It was about the fans' opportunity to get up close and personal with their team and the players' chance to thank the Dog Pound for their unwavering support before heading back to Cleveland.
Nice to meet you. What's up, man? Nice to meet you. How are you?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what's your name?
Sherry.
All right, well, Sherry, I'm Brian. Nice to meet you.
Cleveland's the reason!
Nice.
get in, get out.
Are you adjusting okay?
Yeah. There's no adjusting, man.
Yeah, just hit it.
I'm home.
Next week on Building the Browns, the team travels to Rochester, New York to train with the Buffalo Bills for their first joint practice since 2004. While the mentee faces off against mentor, special teams coordinator Chris Tabor evaluates the talent that will make up the core of his special teams unit.
Right 25. There you go. Good, ABC. Hey, Taylor, that's it. Good job.